Edgar's Maya's Bible Storybook.
Edgar Maya's Bible Storybook again and again and again and again and always.
Moses' Last Journey. Numbers chapter 27, verses 12 through 23, and Deuteronomy chapter 34. Moses was now an old, old man. He knew he was about to die, and he wanted to be sure the people would have another leader. Moses asked the Lord, "Choose a man to lead the people, so they will not be like sheep without a shepherd." The Lord answered, "Take Joshua, a man who is filled with the Spirit, and lay your hands on him. Before all the people, bring him to Eleazar. Tell Joshua and the people what to do, and give Joshua some of your honor, so all the children of Israel will obey him." Moses did as the Lord commanded, and the people understood that Joshua would soon take Moses' place as their leader. Again, Moses called all the people together. He told them many things they needed to know before they went into the Canaan to live. He wrote all these words in a book called Deuteronomy. Finally, Moses said, "I am 120 years old. I am not able to lead you any longer. Remember that Joshua will lead you into Canaan, and the Lord will be with you. Canaan will be yours. Be strong, and go with good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid. The Lord your God goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you." As the people listened, they knew Moses was about to leave them forever. How faithful he had been! He had loved them as a father loves his children. He had been their leader a long, long time. When Moses finished his long farewell message to the people, he walked out of the camp. As he went to the people watched him with tears in their eyes. When he got to Mount Nebo, he began to climb up and up. At last, the people could see him no more. On the top of the mountain, Moses looked over the land of Canaan. What a beautiful country it was. As Moses looked across its wooded hills and green valleys, he knew his people would soon be in the land God had promised them. Here Moses died, and God buried him somewhere in the plain. Moses was one of the greatest men. A plain is a flat piece of land.
I thought you meant like an airplane.
That's one kind of plane.
Mm-hmm. This is a different one?
This is a different kind of... Moses was one of the greatest men who ever lived. He was the only person who ever talked with God face to face. For 30 days, the Israelites mourned the death of Moses.